What up? It's your boy Bass, and you tuned in to Ends Podcast. Before we start this next episode, we want to take a little time to thank one of our proud sponsors, Redeemer Center of Life, who has been helping the Northside community for a long time. And some of the ways that they've been helping the Northside community is through youth programs, also housing projects, and community outreach. If you want to help them continue this, you can reach out to Redeemer at Redeemer, R-E-D-E-E-M-E-R, center.org/donate. One more time, Redeemer, R-E-D-E-E-M-E-R, center.org/donate. Now let's tune in to the next episode. What up? It's your boy Bass, and I'm sitting here with Simon, and we're here at Venture North Bike Shop over north.
Best shop in town.
All right, man. So I'm going to start it off with the question of the day, man. So when did you first know that you wanted to work within the community?
Well, when I started interning here when I was about 15 at the shop, I would sometimes help people day to day, just get their bikes fixed up and everything. And sometimes kids would come in and they'd have a flat tire and anything. I'd help them get their bikes fixed up, and it just felt really good to see the kids going and leaving out the door with a smile on their face and going to ride their bikes with their friends, you know. And I feel like working here, I can really make a difference in the community. And so around that age is when I first realized that I wanted to work in a community setting where I could help people.
So around 15? Dope. So next question, man, for you, man. So who was your biggest influences growing up, and how did you think that impact, like, the way that you view things today?
Honestly, one of the biggest influences on me was my grandmother. I kind of grew up around her a lot. Both my parents worked full-time, so she would watch me sometimes. And she was one of the most selfless people I know. She'd always go out of her way to help people. And, she'd deliver food to homeless people just out of the kindness of her heart, stuff like that. And kind of looking back, I like to think rather than what would Jesus do. I mean, that as well, but what would my grandma do, you know? Yeah. She's like, she just always was so on top of things and knew how to be a good person, you know?
Damn, that's nice, man. Grandma's always playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Plus she made really bomb-ass brownies. Always go over there and she'd have some goodies waiting for me, so.
Man, that's good, man. I had that growing up. Man, so what did you learn growing up that played a large role in your success today?
Growing up, I just learned kind of how to persist with things, until the job's completed. I'd say I've gotten a lot better about following through. When I was a little bit younger, I used to kind of just give up if I didn't get something the first time. Yeah. But my advice to everyone out there is just keep trying, keep following your dreams, keep doing what you want to do until you get there. Even if you don't get get the success you want, you know, you at least learn something along the way.
Okay. So, we're at the end of this interview, man. But if you had to end this interview with one word, what would be that word?
What would be that word? Radical. How about that?
Radical.